So which one of these churches is yours?
Actually, there's only a small picture, and that is in the Philip Cazalet chapter. It's the Our Lady of the Lake Church. Mm-hmm. It was built in 1954, which is a year very dear to me. And it has a Spanish mission style that was common for Philip Cazalet. It's in chapter 9. Philip Cazalet was an architect who committed his life to building 30 Catholic churches and schools throughout the New Orleans area. And his story had never been told. And I had been talking with his family since 2004, when I had written an article and barely mentioned him. And we stayed in touch all this time. And when the book came along, I promised to include them. So in it, you'll see Our Lady of the Lake. You'll see St. Mary's Dominican High School, where Philip Cazalet's daughter, Sister Damien, was the principal. And some other churches that are mentioned, including St. Patrick in Burris, Louisiana.
And he just became an architect by doing. He didn't really go to architecture school, right?
He was self-taught architect. He built the Falstaff Brewing Company. Again,
right.
People probably don't even realize that. Can you imagine going from beer to churches?
But Yes, that's true here.
But he was a devout Catholic, and it was right around... It was in the 30s, and Budweiser offered to contract him to build all the breweries up north. And he turned it down because he didn't want to leave New Orleans. And that's when he started building the churches.
I thought that was such a great story. I really did. Now, one of the things I love about this book is that you include the stories of so many interesting individuals, because churches are people, you know? And I think all of us remember that papal visit of 1987. And tell the story about Irvin Mayfield playing at Christ Church Cathedral.
Yes. Actually, each chapter's they all have art and architecture and history, but each one is different. And Christ Church Cathedral, as I was going through it, it has a rich history. But I wanted to include the people, but it's such a large church. I had to narrow it down to something that just kind of was unique. So in my research, I found Nick Spitzer with NPR and his American roots and the Irvin Mayfield interview in 2006. Actually, I think it was kind of New Year's Eve, 2005. And I will never forget, it was a Sunday morning. I was sitting out on my back deck. And when I heard it, I started crying. It was not only beautiful music, but his story was incredible. And here he was playing this music, and it was soon after that they discovered his father had died. But his music was incredible, and it was composed just for that 200-year-old celebration, the bicentennial of Christ Church. And it was November 17th, 2005 that they held it.
And then, of course, there's Pastor Kelly Bedard.
Yes. Oh, he's my favorite.
You can tell when you read this book. You really can.
It's so funny because he's not from here, but he's a true New Orleans spirit. Very small church, and he's known for his outreach with homeless shelters. He actually built one in Houston. So when he got here, he decided, what is the place that people need, you know, the most help? Well, bars.
Of course.
So Alger's Point is known for their bars, including the Old Point Bar. And so he started going to two or three of them, started chatting with people before long. It was so funny. They wanted to go to his mass, and he said, why do you want to ruin things? Why do you want to screw things up? But they did. They started coming. And then eventually they wanted to start a mimosa committee. Uh-huh. And I said, what is that? He said, well, after mass, we tell everybody, let's go over to the Point Bar and drink mimosas. Well, the congregation really did build from that point.
I can imagine.
So he was a very free spirit. Unfortunately, he left just when the book was coming out, but we still stay in touch.
Oh, that's great. And you also have a wonderful chapter on adaptive spaces.
Yes. It's funny how when you start to enter into research in doing that, and it's your last chapter and you're running out of time, as soon as you finish, you start finding all these other places. I mean, now I've found recording studios and everything else, but we were having lunch, Bonnie Warren's Pleasant Ladies Lunch, at Redemption Restaurant, Old Christian's Restaurant. Perfect scenery. And as the owner and chef came by, I told him I was writing a book and how this reminded me of some of the churches I was writing. And Chef Greg said, "Well, why don't you write about us?" I said, "You know, you have a good idea there." And I presented it to my editor and she loved it. So I did Redemption Church and the Marigny Opera House, which is extremely popular by so many artists and musicians. And then also I included St. Mary's Church, which is part of the old Ursuline Convent Museum now.
Well, those are wonderful additions, I think. Mm-hmm. I love the Marigny Opera House, too. Mm-hmm.